This is a Fox News alert. A second landfall expected. I'm Lee Salicera. Forecasters say Ian is now a Category 1 hurricane as it heads towards the coast of South Carolina.
It's going to continue to pull off towards the northeast immediately and then take a left-hand hook by sometime early tomorrow afternoon. Expect to see a landfall of probably a Category 1 hurricane somewhere here in the Carolina coastline. Wherever it comes on shore, we'll likely see around 4 to 7 feet of storm surge. That's going to cause some immediate problems on the coastline. Eventually pulls in throughout areas of South Carolina, North Carolina, in towards West Virginia, and we're going to see a lot of rainfall across a lot of area here.
Fox meteorologist Rick Reichmuth, the mayor of Charleston, South Carolina, is asking that the city shut down tomorrow. Ian came ashore on the Gulf Coast of Florida yesterday as a Category 4 storm with 150 mile per hour winds. It ties it for the fifth strongest hurricane ever to hit the U.S.
The numbers are staggering. More than 2.6 million Floridians without electricity. Rainfall totals approaching 2 feet in some places. Heavy winds, severe flooding, and 6-foot-high storm surge. Search operations, damage assessments, and power restoration all well underway, especially in hardest hit Southwest Florida.
Fox's Steve Harrigan in Charlotte County, Florida. President Biden's already authorized federal disaster aid for the state.
This could be the deadliest hurricane in Florida's history. The numbers of are still unclear, but we're hearing early reports of what may be substantial loss of life.
Ian has flooded homes on both the state's coast and cut off the bridge to Sanibel Island. The Coast Guard has begun rescue efforts on barrier islands near where Ian struck. Russian President Vladimir Putin has recognized the independence of two more Ukrainian regions, the precursor to their annexation by Russia. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The CDC says the monkeypox vaccine appears to protect against the disease.
CDC officials are urging those who are at risk of becoming infected with monkeypox to be vaccinated against it. And they're calling for people who have had one dose of the vaccine to make sure they get a second dose for full protection. The White House says about 800,000 first and second doses of the vaccine have been administered nationwide to people who are considered high risk for becoming infected with the virus. While there is no scientifically conclusive data to prove the effectiveness of the vaccine, real-world figures from the CDC show that unvaccinated men aged 18 to 49 were 14 times as likely to become infected with monkeypox as those who had one dose at least 2 weeks earlier. In New York, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
The family of a Maryland woman who was killed in 1999 will appeal a Baltimore judge's ruling to overturn the conviction of Adnan Syed, the man imprisoned for decades for the death of Hei Min Lee. Syed, whose case was examined in the podcast Serial, was released earlier this month. Young Lee, the victim's brother, has filed a notice of appeal claiming violations of the family's right to meaningfully participate in the hearing. A fitness equipment maker will be selling some of its products for the first time at brick-and-mortar shops.
Peloton Interactive will be selling its original bike and tread, as well as equipment and accessories, at more than 100 Dick's Sporting Goods stores and on its website. Its products are expected to be available in Dick's locations early in the holiday season, and deliveries will be fulfilled by Peloton's traditional in-home delivery and setup. The partnership comes as Peloton has been struggling to expand its customer base, which ballooned during the pandemic. pandemic. However, Dick's isn't the only company to join forces with Peloton this year. In August, the fitness company struck a partnership with Amazon to sell its products.
Fox's Hillary Barsky. I'm Lisa Lacera. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.